This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. While domestic violence against women crosses all socioeconomic lines, immigrant women are at a higher level of risk, especially those who may be in this country illegally. For many of them, the fear of deportation outweighs the fear of continued abuse. That's one reason the YWCA of Sonoma County hosted an informational panel discussion on the intersection of domestic violence and immigration yesterday, to inform social service providers about some new tools to aid women in such circumstances. YWCA Executive Director Denise Fry says one is a new program available through Federal Immigration Services for women who have filed a legal complaint against an abuser.
If they have cooperated with law enforcement, made that police report, they can apply for legal status under what's called a U visa. Domestic violence is the most prevalent victimization that is covered under the U visa.
That U is for undocumented, but immigrant women are not the only ones who can benefit from the U visa program, adds Molly Goss, an immigration representative for Catholic Charities in Sonoma County. She notes it was designed to aid law enforcement at the same time.
It's meant to protect not only victims of domestic violence that may not have legal status, but also victims of all sorts of violent crime. It also was created to help encourage people to come forward.
The U visa applications are expedited and carry the possibility of being converted into a longer-term visa. But for those women who are unwilling to get involved with law enforcement, there is another resource available, a civil restraining order. Ronit Rubinoff is Executive Director of Legal Aid of Sonoma County.
The standard of proof in a civil case is different from the standard of proof in a criminal case. And more importantly, the remedies that a victim can seek with a civil restraining order is very different. If I am a victim of abuse, I don't have to report the crime to law enforcement, and I can still seek the protection of a civil restraining order. If I want a criminal protective order, I have to be part of the criminal process to get that.
Civil restraining orders can require an abuser to leave the home and keep his distance from the women and even her children. Rubinoff says they are fully and actively enforced by local police.
The restraining order is registered in a statewide system called CLETS, available to all law enforcement officers, even in their vehicles. If I have a protective order and it's being violated, I call the police, 911. Immediately they can see I've got a protective order. They come over and they arrest the perpetrator. And then he is subject to being jailed.
Nicholas Sensley, a police officer and nationally known expert on human trafficking, told the group that law enforcement personnel in California, and gradually in other areas, are now recognizing the importance and benefit of taking what he called a victim-centered approach to domestic violence cases.
We're trained to go after the bad guy, find someone to put in jail. But one thing has become abundantly clear, whether it be in domestic violence or human trafficking or any other forms of abuse, if we don't focus on the wholeness of the individuals involved, we lose the opportunity to add some restoration to the life of the person, but also we don't get a good witness against the perpetrators. So we're learning very clearly that a victim-centered approach in law enforcement is essential.
For more information about the U Visa program and links to some local service providers, go to the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.